This episode of The Truth contains strong language. The characters say a lot of bad words. Also, we have a trigger warning. This episode deals with sexual harassment. So if either of those two things bother you, you may want to skip this one.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Is this a dream? Is this a dream, or is this the end of the road? Can anybody out there even hear me?
I said, look at me, hello.
No.
Or am I all
I'm not asking for anything crazy
alone?
Or anything.
No, no, thank you. Good night.
I just asked your
you
name.
You follow me off the train. You're really scaring me.
I'm not. I'm not being weird. Just say hello to me. I just asked you your name.
No, I don't know you.
Okay, when a gentleman asks you your name, you tell him.
You are not a gentleman.
Oh, fuck you, cunt.
Okay, that's enough. Excuse me, sir. Sir.
What do you want?
Yeah, I'm working here, which means that you are standing in my office.
Stay the fuck out of this, Andy DeFranco.
What? Okay, that's very specific burn. And now, please leave.
Please just go.
Oh, make me, bitch. Come on!
Okay, how's this? Get the fuck out, man! You are pissing me off and scaring the shit out of this woman!
Where'd he go?
What the hell?
He's just gone.
If you're a woman, you've probably been subjected to lots of male bullshit. Catcallers, harassers, just generally rotten men. What if they all just disappeared? On this episode of The Truth, one night in a dreamy New York City where two women discover a mysterious power.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me. But Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to Poofed.
Where the hell did that guy go? Did he jump on the tracks or something? I don't.
It looks like he just disappeared.
He must have been a magician. Explains why he sucks so bad. Oh shit! Are you crying? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought up magicians.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, it's fine.
No, it's just endorphins. No, I think, and then I don't know. Now that it's over, I'm like. I think I'm happy, but I am. I'm crying.
No, you're definitely crying.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I can't thank you enough for stepping in.
It was no problem.
Oh my God, there's so much snot. Where does it all come from?
Okay, first, stop. You have to stop apologizing. Second, mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. He's gone, mm-hmm. and you can just go home.
I don't even live near here. I got off the train two stops early because he was harassing me, and then he followed me.
Shit.
It's okay. I'll get on this train, I guess.
I'll go with you.
What?
I'll go with you to make sure you get home okay.
Really?
Yeah, just really.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
Yeah, I know. Just stop talking about it.
Upside to commuting late at night as you get to sit.
Mm-hmm.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
You know, you really don't have...
It's fine, seriously. It's no big deal.
I'm Annie.
You don't have to tell me.
It's name. Esther. I know, Esther. It's like, am I 100 years old?
I'm gonna see stuff like that all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I usually don't get involved, but, you know, he just seemed so upset, and also he was ruining my song, so...
Do you ever play on the train?
No, not my thing. It's a whole different bag. And plus, I don't like to walk between the cars.
You know, it's a little...
Yeah, that always seems so scary.
Yes,
did exactly. you know a guy just died taking a shit in between the cars?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, he died taking a shit. You know, it's not really funny. But, well, you know, shit is funny. Sort of, you know?
Yeah, yeah, sort of.
You must play around the city too, right? Like a music venue?
Nope, just the subway platform at Metropolitan.
Really?
You should play somewhere else. I bet people would...
No, just the subway.
This is Graham Avenue.
Oh my god, hey, be careful. You almost
fell. Oh my god. Almost.
Can you stop? Okay, I'm sorry, but you
I didn't almost fall. If I would have fallen, I would have fallen, okay? I didn't almost
stand
fall.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
You can't tell me to stand clear, okay? Everyone wants to tell me what to do.
Shh, just sit down.
I'm not drunk.
There's other people on this train.
Oh my god. I didn't even notice there's other people on the train. I'm such an idiot. I can't see other people.
Jordan.
Excuse me. Ladies, was I bothering you on this fine evening? Because my girlfriend seems to think that I was bothering
her. Oh my god, Jordan, stop.
Oh my god, Jordan, stop.
Please just sit down.
Hey, guitar lady.
Stop.
Can you play something for my girlfriend? Because she's all riled up, and so I'd love to play like a lullaby so she can go to sleep.
No, thank you.
Jordan, listen.
Come on. Play something.
No.
Come on, I'll give you a dollar. I mean, that's probably a lot of money for you, right?
No, I'm okay.
Bitch. Oh, yeah, now we're talking? Yeah, play me a song.
Okay, how's this?
Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you on this train.
Imagine that, did I?
No. He just disappeared into thin air.
Jordan?
It was amazing.
Jordan?
Oh, shit.
Where did he go? Jordan, this isn't funny, okay? What did you
this
do?
This is Grand Avenue.
No, nothing. You saw it. I just played a song.
She did you a favor.
Jordan, where are you?
Stand this is my stop.
Jordan!
Come on, let's go.
Please. Jordan!
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my
okay.
god.
That was awesome.
No, that was... I don't understand what that was.
No. Listen, that guy was being horrible.
Yeah.
And then you poofed him with your guitar.
I poofed him.
You poofed him.
No, I well, that cannot happen again.
Are you kidding? You're like a superhero.
Yeah, well, that didn't feel super.
Really? Because I feel amped. Like, I could stay awake all night. Do you want to get french fries?
French fries?
Because I would love to buy you french fries. To thank you.
Two orders of fries.
Ooh, thank you.
Just let me know if you need anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I still think we got too many fries.
I don't like to share. One person always eats more or faster and then it's not really sharing.
You know, you look like you've seen a ghost.
Yeah, well, it's not sitting well with me.
The fries? I said we should share.
No, not the fries. You know, the fact that I maybe killed someone?
Poofed someone. I thought it was awesome.
This is going to sound crazy, but do you ever feel like you're in a dream?
Yeah. Like, all the time. I had to see a doctor about it when I was a kid, but I'm fine now. So what's the deal with your guitar? Was it, like, given to you by a sorceress, or did you, like, buy it at a haunted estate sale?
It was my mom's. I took it when she died.
Oh. Was she a sorceress? No, I'm sorry. That was inappropriate.
It's fine.
I really think you should play around the city. My friend's a booker at the Rock Shed.
No.
Really? Why? Rock Shed's awesome, and I bet that you're really good.
Just let it go.
No, don't swipe left on anyone. Just go right. Yes,
everyone?
Just go right on
everyone. You get a load of these suits over there.
Game, it's a numbers game, bro, okay. Honestly.
Whoa. Check out the ass on her.
Oh, shit. That ass. Yo, check. Wait, watch this. Excuse me, waitress?
Yep, how can I help you?
Yeah, I seem to have dropped my utensil. Could you pick it up for me?
Sure thing. I will go get you a new one.
Could you pick it up slower?
Fuck. Come on, dude, don't.
Oh.
Do the thing. No. Yes. No. Come on, do it. No, they're like 20 years old. They're just being jerks.
No, come on. Sit on daddy's lap.
Dude, it is not funny.
Yes, it is, bro. Lighten up.
Ooh, are you going to sing us a little song?
Nobody wants you in this diner.
Whoa. What just happened?
Where did they all go?
They're gone.
What about me? Why am I still here? Dudes!
I think it's because you were trying to get them to stop.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, that waitress is someone's daughter.
Ugh. Should I get your check?
Dang!
That felt good, right?
Okay, yes, that felt fucking great.
Yes, I told you, you're a fucking hero.
I'm a hero.
We got a real life superhero over here, folks.
Woo-hoo!
Get out of the fucking way, lady.
Oh, I get out of the fucking way? How about you get out of the fucking way, sir?
We have so much work to do.
We'll return to Poofed in just a moment, but first, do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have any trouble sleeping at night at least once a week? Well, you're not alone. Many of us do. I have trouble sleeping at night. I'll go to sleep and then I'll wake up halfway through the night and then I can't get back to sleep for like 3 hours. Weirdly, it's like exactly 3 hours. I'm not sure why that is. Maybe someone can explain it to me. But at any rate, I have insomnia. And so I was desperate to try anything that would help. And then I discovered Feels. Feels is a premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. It naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Every night I place a few drops under my tongue and it helps me sleep. Feels works naturally to help you feel better. There's no high, hangover, or addiction. Join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month, and you'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel at any time. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/truth, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/truth to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. feals.com/truth. Now back to Poofed.
We have so much work to do.
Hey, baby, why don't you give me a smile?
Nobody wants you on this street.
Let me just explain your lived experience to you really quick.
Nobody wants you on this bench.
Yeah, I just don't think what Louis C.K. did counts.
Nobody wants you anywhere.
Okay, but just to play devil's advocate.
Nobody wants you on this bus, in this car, in this road, in this pool, in this park.
My God, I feel incredible. I'm buzzing. Like, my whole body is buzzing. Do you feel amazing? Like, really amazing? Like, I've never done Molly, but I assume that this is what Molly feels like.
I feel amazing.
Yes, right?
Yeah, but this is not what Molly feels like. Trust me.
Okay, you're cool. Got it. Shit, it's so late. I will now take you to your door as promised, m'lady.
Oh, thank you.
Is what we're doing bad?
What? What? Now you're asking me? Are you kidding?
No,
it's been literally hours.
No, I'm just saying, like, maybe these guys have cats at home to feed.
Yeah, but I don't like cats. I think they're spooky.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
No, the point is, isn't it nice to just have one night where you don't have to be scared to be on the subway by yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, one night where you just don't have to deal with all this stupid bullshit?
No, you're right.
No one's doing anything. The same shit happens over and over again, and no one does anything. So it's up to us.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think they're dead. I think they're somewhere else.
Well, they better not all be hanging out in some sort of hell spa for poofed men.
I think they're in another dimension.
Oh, yeah, like a dimension where someone's just constantly squeezing their balls. Yeah. Hard, like a ball-squeezing dimension.
Maybe. But wait,
What if there's, like, another dimension where these men didn't exist and we poofed them there and now that dimension has to deal with them?
Whoa. And if we exist in that other dimension, maybe we're just passing the men back and forth or from dimension to dimension endlessly for all time in an infinite loop from which there is no escape.
Okay, this is sort of what Molly feels like.
You're in the middle of the fucking road, bitch!
Nobody wants you!
Holy shit, did you see that?
Someone call 911.
Can someone check on the driver, please?
The driver is gone. It's those ladies. Those ladies did.
Run!
Yeah!
What the hell? We're just two women with a ukulele. How'd they know we poofed that guy? There's no way you'd see what just happened and think those two women poofed him.
Why would you stop saying poof? Just run! Let's duck into this bar. Oh my God, that was crazy.
Esther.
What a fucking night.
Esther.
Oh, shit. They're here. They're all here.
Of course they are. Of course they fucking are.
And I'm not even doing it. I was just being super nice to her, asking her for her name, and suddenly out of nowhere, she poofs me. Good.
Why are they just staring at us? This is so creepy.
That's her. That's the girl who poofed us.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, yeah, what the hell? She poofed me, too.
Oh, shit. Oh, that is funny.
You're all poofing everyone?
Oh, a different lady poofed me, actually.
Let's get her, man. Come on.
We have to get out of here. The door is locked.
What do we do?
Hey, guys.
What? It's a waitress from the diner.
What are you doing here? I work here. Come on. This way. Through this door, down these stairs. Watch your step.
It's so great to see you both again.
Are we dreaming?
Maybe.
Are we in hell?
Maybe.
Wow, these stairs are super long, huh?
They're just long enough. Here we are. I found them.
Oh, thank God you're here. The crowd is losing their minds. You're on in five. I'll take you down to the green room.
But for what?
For your performance.
My
but I...
No.
No, no way.
Esther!
Who the hell are all these people?
Come on, just sing.
No, no.
Oh, please. I've been raving about how good you are all night.
No, no.
I'll go up with you.
What? What? Like, on stage?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just, you know, stand there nearby. Just in case.
Okay.
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 Okay. Hi, everybody. I don't really know what's going on. But here goes nothing. Is this a dream? Is this a dream? Can anybody out there even hear me?
More original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Poofed was written by Rachel Winetsky and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Rachel Winetsky and Tally Metal and a whole lot of other talented folks. You'll find a full list of credits on our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Special thanks to the Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. You can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Emily Marinoff and Kara Ehlenfeld. Our associate editor is Davey Gardner. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.